This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful, the health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Help him help you. Have you had your Dr. Bob talk yet?
Exercise, stress reduction, nutrients, supplements, remedies, healing techniques, healthy lifestyles, just some of the keys to good health and wellness. We'll be talking about these and much more here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I will help you, absolutely help you, become your own best doctor most of the time. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the program, and I thank you for tuning into the show today. And a special thank you to our listeners who are veterans of the show. They keep allowing this show to expand by virtue of telling others about the program, their family members, their co-workers, their friends. And you may, too, if you like what you hear. So stick with us the entirety of today's show, because there's going to be something for each and every one of you today. We are packed full of healthy information. Plus, we have a very special guest coming up next hour, so don't miss that as well. Now, if you're new to the program and you're kind of wondering how can you participate, how can you engage related to the topic of health, health and wellness, well, all you have to do is basically think about what's going on with your body. And if there's something that's not right, if you don't feel well and your body's talking back to you, all you have to do is go to your telephone, call into the show toll-free nationwide, and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. And that could be anything from gingivitis to gallbladder problems, a bad back to mad BO, prostate issues to pimples, ringing in the ears to ringworm, anxiety to arthritis, and all points in between. Maybe it's a problem with your heartburn, acid indigestion. You want to know how to get rid of it, drug-free. Maybe you want to lower your cholesterol, drug-free. Maybe you want to lose weight and want to know which foods are best to eat in order to achieve that. Any one of those or a combination or another question that you may have on your mind is fair game here in the program. So have at it. Here's the toll-free number into the show, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Call in right now with your health question at 888-553-7262. Now, before we get to the discussion about the headlines we're going to be discussing on the program today, a couple of things to take care of here before we go forward. Let's step back a moment. In just a moment here, we're going to be talking about Art Bell. You may recognize that name, the former host of Coast to Coast with Art Bell. He died 2 years ago. He died, and I'm just learning myself because, Darren, you sent this to me recently, the cause of his death, and we'll get to that in a little bit, which I need to comment on. It's germane to this to the topic of health, of course. and to the interest of a lot of you, or it should be, as to his cause of death. But before we do that, let's talk about last week's Facebook. Boy, did we get a lot of activity on my personal Facebook when we bring up the topic of colonoscopy, having a colon examination. And many people are told past the age of 50 that they need a colonoscopy by their doctors, that they should do that in order to reduce the risk of having cancer go forward. Now, a colonoscopy exam is not truly a preventive exam because it can't spot anything until the disease is already there. So it's a reactive test, just like mammography, same thing. It's not really a preventive test in its purest sense. It's really about spotting something after it's already there. So think of it that in those terms, which suggests that we need to go beyond that and find things that we can teach people about, educate people, inform them about, so they can actually truly reduce the risk of the dreaded disease that people take colonoscopies for in the first place, and that would be colon cancer or some tumor in your colon or having some lesion that is found, a polyp or whatever it may be. And that's really what we talk about in this program, how to prevent them outright in the first place, reduce your risks so that you can decide to either have or not have a colonoscopy. And just for the purposes of full disclosure, I've never had a colonoscopy, and I don't ever plan on having one, knowing what I know. But again, that's me. I'm not suggesting in any manner that you not have a colonoscopy. That's a personal choice you have to make, but make a selection, a choice based on information that you gather as opposed to being spoon-fed by somebody who has a complete bias for it, perhaps your own doctor. Read the medical literature. It's there, and it will suggest to you the right way to go. And whichever decision you make, whether it's to have a colonoscopy or not, is the right one. I support that. That's your choice. But this last week, I posted something about colonoscopy and the fact that the headline, the most recent information that just come out about this, is colonoscopies miss more tumors than previously thought. Now, that is implicit with saying that they already miss a lot of tumors, and now we know that the number is even greater. Because if you read my Facebook commentary, you're going to learn that it's almost a given that people believe that having a flexible fiber optic instrument inserted into their anus for purposes of looking for cancer and polyps and other abnormalities is fail-proof. That if it's there, the doctor's going to find it, by golly, and they're going to get it soon so that it'll save my life, possibly in the future. That's the assertion. That is the belief system. And it's a misconception. It's a complete fallacy. Because the latest findings by researchers found that tumors and advanced tumors, ones that are worse, were more frequently missed than previously thought. And you need to be completely aware of that going in. There's been an upward revision in numbers of tumors missed by colonoscopy. Which is probably underreported in and of itself. We may hear or learn about these colonoscopies missing even more in the very near future. Now, we're going to have in a little while here, after we take a break, we're going to have some commentary from Lou Rawls. You remember Lou Rawls, the very famous singer? There's something he had to say about colonoscopies, or sing about colonoscopies. We're going to have that. But I want you to know, the main takeaway here, at least from my vantage point, is that if you're concerned about colon cancer, you'll do what's actually necessary to prevent it. And that would be to shift over to a more plant-based diet, less meat. We know that eating copious amounts of meat, red meat in particular, and processed meats, will definitely increase your risk of colon cancer. That is not even spoken about in the medical profession when they talk about disease prevention as it relates to the colon. We know that vitamin D deficiency can increase your risk of colon cancer. It's never mentioned anywhere in a medical exam. We know that fiber is important, exercise, antioxidants, eating more vegetables, having more microbiota, meaning probiotics, in your colon. These are all things that are able to prevent the disease outright, rather than waiting until it breaks before you fix it by dreaming that a colonoscopy is going to do that. It's not. Now we'll come back with Lou Rawls and something interesting about colonoscopies. Then we'll go to Art Bell and his death after this. Stay tuned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Everybody, let's get into it. Get started.
Size matters. You're listening to the largest and longest airing health talk show in America. We're huge. Thanks to you, the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
All right, welcome back to the program, and thank you for tuning into the show. Let me just run through quickly here before we get to the information about Art Bell that we uncovered, that Darren sent over to me. He's the co-pilot of the radio show.
screens your calls, does all the heavy lifting behind the scenes. He's the real hero of the show. And we uncovered some information about that. And in just a little bit, we're going to hear from Lou Rawls related to colonoscopies. But let me finish this up. I guess the key that I want people to know is there's information on my website about a colonoscopy, a way to educate yourself. It's called the top 25 things to know before choosing a colonoscopy or not. You read these and you're going to be glad. Now, whether you've already had one and you're saying, well, I've already had one, it's too late. No, you may have another one. Your doctor may say, okay, so you need another one. It's another colonoscopy time for you. Or you've been told that you need one. You've been waiting, deciding, maybe this will make your decision for you. This information that I provided there on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Then you go to the top, there's buttons. Go to the right, you're going to see a button called self-help. Click on that, and you'll see a drop-down that says colonoscopy. And then read it. Read it. Read all the 25 quick things to know before choosing a colonoscopy. Then you're going to be more informed than what you were informed previously because your doctor just didn't have enough time to tell you or share it with you. And without it, and this is all derived from the medical journals, the medical literature. And so many people that read through there, you know, they form an opinion that is on an educated basis as opposed to one based on faith and belief in their doctor not wanting to make a mistake. And their doctor may not even know this information at all. So please read it. 25 things to know before choosing a colonoscopy at drbob.com. The top of the page, the buttons, self-care, self-help. Click on that. You're there. Now then, and you'll get it. You'll absolutely get it when you read that. Now, before we get to the business of talking about Art Bell, who died, a little less than a year ago, and some of the things related to that, Lou Rawls once put something together related to colonoscopy, and I want you to hear about that because people hearing this show for the first time saying, oh, I've already had a colonoscopy, I'm depressed. This really makes me depressed hearing about this. Well, hopefully after this, you won't be depressed.
I thought we'd never get you in here.
Can we just hurry up and get this over with? Where's the doctor?
The doctor will be with you in a moment.
Is he any good?
He's the Michael Jordan of the colonoscope. I've seen him put one in from across the room.
What kind of drugs are you guys getting?
Oh, Dr. Rawls only uses one drug.
Well, I'll bet you didn't know that Lou Rawls, in addition to being a very excellent singer, was also a doctor. Darren, did you know that? Lou Rawls was a doctor and a singer? Oh, no. All right. All right, folks, just having just a little bit of fun with a topic that can be downright depressing and in an area of the body that a lot of people, they're uptight about. Okay, so there we have that. And the next thing I wanted to chat about today was related to Art Bell. And by the way, if anybody who's out in the audience today listening has ever had a colonoscopy and they're absolutely happy with it and enjoyed it and have no problem with it and plan to have many more in the future, feel free to call in with your experience. And those of you who have had terrible experiences, and it was almost like a horror story, having a colonoscopy, we wouldn't mind hearing from you either. Either way, it's open field here for comments related to colonoscopies. if you've had one. But or not. Here's the number into the show, or never plan on having one, based on the fact that you've read the 25 things to consider before having a colonoscopy on my webpage. You've been already educated, and now you say, I had actually a person comment on my Facebook on this, saying, after reading that, I will never, ever have a colonoscopy. And that's not my intention. My intention is to just help educate you, and then you make the call. But that's the information that's available is right out of the medical literature. Anyway, here's the number into the show, 1-888-553-7262. A comment about colonoscopies, about yourself, or if you want to learn more of how to prevent colon problems, colon cancer, polyps, I'm happy to share that information with you as well. The number is toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55-DR-BOB, that's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone, or 1-888-553-7262. And, of course, we also have open lines available for you to call in with any health question, not necessarily related to colonoscopies or colon problems, but anything that's going on with you. Our goal is to help you out with your most precious possession, your health, and help you to become your own best doctor most of the time. 888-553-7262, 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Now let's get to this information that my co-pilot and producer Darren sent over to me, which I wasn't aware of. I knew that Art Bell had died about a year ago, but I didn't know the circumstances behind his death because I had not read the coroner's report on his death. So I was in the dark on it, but now I know. And Darren, you sent me over this information, and of course, just to set the table, Art Bell, a very famous radio broadcaster, the name of the show that he hosted was Coast to Coast with Art Bell, broadcasted and carried by Premier Radio Networks, one of the largest syndicated shows in America on hundreds and hundreds of stations, dominated for years and years late into the early hours of the morning, late at night, early hours of the morning. I listened to his show when I was, exercising and various other times when I was traveling in other parts of the country. And his show was the only show that was available on the radio that I, talk radio at the time. So, Darren, you sent this over. He died at age 72, which is way too young to begin with. Now, I knew that Art Bell was a heavy-duty smoker. For years, I knew that. So, that in and of itself will tell you that there's a collision course for somebody if they smoke cigarettes, almost assuredly, whether that is the cause of death from a heart attack or cancer or a stroke or whatever it may be. And his death, of course, is related to that. But what happened to him was he was one more medical accident, medical miscare. He was killed basically by the medical profession and what they prescribed to him. And I'm going to explain to you what that means when we come back from this break. So stay right where you are. This might be a learning experience, especially to you smokers out there and others who are taking risky drugs. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From possible hate crime to possible hoax, that's how Chicago police say the focus in the Jussie Smollett investigation has shifted in recent days. Police now say the two men that they arrested Wednesday said they were paid to help the actor stage the attack. Officials releasing the brothers now without charges, though the investigation continues. Former Vice President Joe Biden speaking to world leaders at the Munich Security Conference and criticizing President Trump's immigration policies, but assuring those leaders
that the American people the ultimate wellspring of power in the United States of America, remain committed to engaging the world with decency and respect.
Meanwhile, quoting sources, Fox News says Biden is almost certain to enter the 2020 race soon, but a date has not been set to make it official. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What do you wait for? Don't you wanna learn to deal with fear? Don't you wanna take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What do you wait for?
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
Dr. Bob Martin back with you. And if there's somebody that's tuned into the show for the very first time, just so you know, this is a advice-oriented radio show wherein people can call into the program at will and ask a question about health. Maybe it's a situation where you've got the common cold or the flu, influenza, and you want to know how to get over it faster. I can help you with that easily. Maybe you've got heartburn or hemorrhoids. Or you're fatigued, or you have too much flatulence. Maybe it's a chronic sinus problem. You want to get rid of that, drug-free. Or you have sleep issues. It doesn't matter what the health question is. I'll do my very best to help you out. That's the goal. And our phone number into the program, toll-free, no matter where you're at in the United States, 888-553-7262. Open health topic or health comments. You can comment on the colonoscopy situation or colon issues. 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262. Now we'll finish up with the information about Art Bell, who I just read a coroner's report about his cause of death, which you may find very interesting. I did. And then I've got commentary on that. We'll have that in just a little bit. But first this, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the first quarter of the year. And you may be saying to yourself, you know what? I'm looking in the mirror and my saggy jawline and my double chin is getting me down. I just need to do something about it. Now you can make them disappear and look better starting in 2019. Introducing the brand new GenuCell jawline treatment with dual peptide and MDL technology. Chamonix's most advanced technology ever. It not only tightens saggy jawline, but it also plumps up the lipophilic layers of your skin to contour and define your jawline. No saggy jawline. Within minutes. Using peptides and metallactones together for the first time, it works amazingly fast, and the results get better with everyday use. And right now, during Chamonix's first quarter sale giveaway, the revolutionary GenuCell jawline treatment and double chin treatment is yours free when you order GenuCell for under eye bags and puffiness. And for results in 12 hours, GenuCell's immediate effects is also free when you order today. Here's the toll-free number to take advantage of this. 800-543-6596. 800-543-6596. Get going, get that beautiful skin, no bags and puffiness under your eyes, and a tighter, higher jawline and less double chin with GenuCell jawline treatment, the 12-hour immediate effects, and GenuCell for bags and puffiness under the eyes. Here's the toll-free number to call to take advantage of this today. 800-543-6596. 800-543-6596. All right, back to the issue of coast-to-coast host Art Bell, who died nearly a year ago. But I'm just finding out because my co-producer sent the information to me about the cause of death. He was a big superstar with Premier Radio Network, Art Bell was. And I've heard his show many, many times. Very entertaining, an incredible broadcaster with a lot of knowledge, this deep, mellifluous voice he had. I knew he had a lot of bad health habits. He was a heavy chain smoker. So it was just a matter of time before he got emphysema or some form of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which he had. And he was also hospitalized prior to his death in 2016 for pneumonia. And, of course, people who smoke have a much higher susceptibility to developing pneumonia from the damage that they're inciting on their lungs, traumatizing their lungs with every single puff. But he died, ironically, on Friday the 13th, April 13th, 2018. At a premature age of dying, age 72. Now, the coroner that evaluated him reported that Art Bell died of a overdose from a cocktail of prescribed medical drugs. So another person who bites the dust secondary to medical drug ingestion. The coroner's office, how many times have we heard this, folks? I mean, name a very famous person, Michael Jackson, and the list goes, Elvis Presley, Heath, I can't think of his name, he was a very famous actor, died of sleeping pills, taking sleeping pills, Heath Ledger, yeah, in New York. Okay, so here we have another famous person in Art Bell. You never hear this about, you know, Joe Sixpack or Sally Davis, common everyday person. You never hear it, but it happens all day long. Why do you think medical miscare is the number one cause of death in America? Well, now you know. Here's another one. Art Bell dies of an overdose of a cocktail of medical drugs. These are prescription drugs now. The coroner's office determined he had four prescription medical drugs in his system at the time of death. Now remember, Art Bell had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease because he smoked cigarettes and he fried his lungs with the cancer sticks, the emphysema sticks. So here are the drugs he was on. that the coroner determined. One, oxycodone, which is a strong opioid painkiller. He was also taking hydrocodone, which is also a strong painkiller, opioid painkiller. Now, these drugs, interestingly enough, one of the adverse side effects is they adversely affect your breathing. They slow down the breathing. The third drug he was on, Valium or diazepam, and that also, combined with opioids, can cause breathing trouble. He also took another drug, a muscle relaxant called carisoprodol, which also can slow the breathing process. Now, what is his doctor not reading? What are his pharmacists not reading about this man taking all these different drugs, a man who already has breathing trouble, taking a boatload of drugs that can mess his breathing down, slow his breathing down, interfere with his breathing, and he's already having breathing trouble? He probably had to suck hard on his nicotine sticks, his cancer sticks, to get the nicotine to open himself up just because of all these drugs. Once again, we have somebody died from polypharmacy, drugs that mess you up. Once again, Art Bell died, unfortunately. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. If you've been listening to my show, you've heard me talking about an amazing supplement called C-Veg, a natural and organic multivitamin containing 92 vitamins and minerals, including calcium, antioxidants, omega-3 and 6. The Asian cultures know that sea plants are one of the healthiest, most nutritional plants you'll find on land and sea. C-Veg has been helping people boost their immune systems, balance their metabolisms, reduce inflammation, and provide moisturizing to skin, hair, and nails. Try C-Veg to enjoy all the benefits of the C-Veg. C-Veg. Feel healthier and younger or your money back. To order, call toll-free 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929. Or go online at buycveg.com. That's B-U-I-C, like the ocean, veg, V-E-G.com. Order in the next 60 minutes. Use discount code Dr. Bob and shipping is free. Call now 855-627-9929 or online at buycveg.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Future Farms liquid turmeric is now available in their new organic liquid turmeric formula with liposomes and bioperin. Future Farms liquid turmeric with liposomes delivers 400% greater absorption to reduce inflammation faster. Sourced only from the freshest, purest ingredients from Hawaii. This liquid organic formula is made from hand-picked fresh turmeric root and is never powdered. Future Farm liquid turmeric provides all the nutrients from the entire turmeric plant. Only Future Farms liposomal liquid can deliver the maximum absorption to your body. This unique formula supports relief of joint pain, stiffness, inflammation, migraines, and glaucoma, as well as plantar fasciitis, digestive, and memory challenges. Call now and take advantage of the Dr. Bob Martin Listener Special and receive a free bottle with your purchase of two. Call 888-841-7216. 888-841-7216. That's 1-888-841-7216 or MyFutureFarm, that's farm with a P, .com.
Just keep breathing, 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 breathing.
Now you can follow Dr. Bob on Instagram at Dr. Bob Martin Show. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob Martin Show on Instagram.
Yeah, breathing is pretty necessary to human health and life, isn't it? And we should do everything we can to protect it. Unfortunately, you know, And let's face it, Art Bell was doing himself in by smoking cigarettes. But it was his choice. It was his body. He has the ability to make that choice. And, yeah, I'm sure that led to, and it was a big part of why he died at age 72, but the drugs finished him off. He could have lived for, who knows, another 5 years, maybe 10. Some smokers live long. I mean, genetically, it depends on who the person is, how many cigarettes they've smoked, how much damage they've done, and other factors. But the drugs, the mix of cocktail of drugs that Art Bell was ingesting, prescribed by his doctors, the very drugs that they were giving him were also impacting his breathing process. Here's a man who already had breathing problems. Can anybody get the message here that, you know, these medical treatments can be, you know, very serious as it relates to risking a person's life and taking them? And whether or not he took them accordingly or not is beside the point. He was prescribed different drugs, a problem with a breathing problem patient being placed on drugs that cause breathing trouble. That doesn't even make any sense to me when there may have been some other option available. All right, let's move on to the next topic having to do with sleep and sleep deprivation. I mean, who hasn't been sleep deprived at one time or another? I mean, it happens in life. But a good night's sleep can cut your risk of heart disease. And a sleep-deprived person or a person who doesn't get proper amounts of sleep, and there are people who brag about not needing enough sleep. They say, well, I only get 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. I'm good to go. You know anybody, Darren? This is, you know, I'm good on 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. And you look at them and you go, what? If I slept 4 or 5 hours of sleep, I wouldn't be able to function in my job. I'd be falling asleep at the wheel of my car. I would feel terrible. I'd get sick often because my immune system would be down because I know what it's like to be sleep deprived. I don't feel well. And yet here the latest information out about sleep deprivation is that it harms your heart blood vessels, that you can develop plaque in your vessels from not enough sleep. Sleeping at least 7 hours a night can reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke. Research conducted in the animal model, which can be also moved over to the human model, is the fact that we use a lot of these studies to develop drugs and other medical interventions in the animal model, and this is no different. It's no exception to the rule. Research conducted in the animal model showed that those animals, which are, you know, from a DNA genetic standpoint, are similar to humans, 98%, 99%, we share that same DNA. Not enough shut-eye, those animals that didn't get enough shut-eye, enough sleep, were more likely to develop atherosclerosis, a disease in which plaque builds up on the inner walls of the arteries. Now, previous studies have found that lack of sleep increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, but researchers haven't been able to explain how. Maybe this is the smoking gun. A team from Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston says its study is the very first to show that a region of the brain involved in sleep is linked to bone marrow and can raise the production of white blood cells known to cause atherosclerosis, or plaque in the arteries, hardening the arteries. A new study has found that getting less than 7 hours of sleep each night can raise the risk of developing atherosclerosis, a disease where plaque builds up in the inner walls of the arteries. The National Sleep Foundation recommends that adults get at least 7 to 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Here's a study in 2015 from the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention found that about 50% of U.S. adults sleep fewer than the recommended hours. Well, I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that heart disease in America is very high. I think there's a multiplicity of reasons. High-fat diets, stress, not enough sleep, smoking, not enough exercise, not enough antioxidants, not enough fiber in the diet. Insufficient sleep has been shown to raise the risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and even cancer, but researchers don't know much about the underlying mechanisms that cause this. The sleep-deprived individuals in this animal model have more arterial plaque in their blood vessels than the group who was allowed to sleep normally. And interrupted sleep in that group who were interrupted had higher levels of two different white blood cells called monocytes and neutrophils that play a role in atherosclerosis. And the researchers basically found something called hypocertin. Hypocertin, a hormone produced in the brain region of the hypothalamus, which promotes wakefulness and appetite, controlled the production of these white blood cells in bone marrow. Levels are normally high when animals are awake, but they were very low in the sleep-curtailed animal model. And the drop in the hormone led to high levels of these certain types of white blood cells, and in turn leading to atherosclerosis. They think this is similar to what happens in human beings. So make sure that you do what you can always to get a good night's sleep. Everybody's going to miss a little sleep once in a while. No big deal. We get over it fast. But getting back on track is key to having a healthy heart. All right, stay with us. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listen to Dr. Bob's entire 3-hour show, live or podcast. Just go to Dr. Bob's webpage at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you, and thank you for tuning into the program today. Let me give you a little overview of what we're going to be talking about in the remaining portion of our show, which will last another 2 hours and 10 minutes or so. We don't want you to miss any of it. Later in the program, we're going to be talking about how meat-rich diets may develop deadly fatty liver disease. People eating a meat-rich diet, which means they're eating meat a lot. And a lot of Americans eat a lot of meat. But what they don't know is that eating a lot of meat exposes them to a deadly disease, which is now being more successfully diagnosed, called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which can cause severe liver damage, including scarring known as cirrhosis, and can lead to a deadly liver failure. We're going to get into that later on in the program. How much meat should you not eat or eat? And this is not a some type of a program to turn you into vegetarian either. I'm not a vegetarian. We're also going to be talking about men's porn, how their men's porn habits may fuel their partner's obsession with weight loss or body weight issues. We're going to get into that, all of that straight ahead. Eating a nutritionally balanced, high-quality diet may lower a cancer patient's risk of dying by as much as 65%, according to new research. The findings? That total diet, rather than specific nutritional components, can affect a cancer patient's prognosis was particularly surprising, to researchers at the University of Florida College of Public Health and Health Professions. Now, given that information, you have to know this, that when patients walk into their cancer doctor's office after having had a cancer diagnosis, an oncologist's office, and some of them ask their doctors, well, doctor, what should I eat now that I have cancer? The doctor is often telling patients, just keep eating whatever you're eating. And the reason for that is because they don't see the connection between what they ate and how they got their cancer, even though now it's been determined that, you know, upwards of 75% of cancer is caused by what you eat or the environmental factors you've been exposed to. The doctors at Sunridge Medical Center, however, the ones that offer advanced alternative medical care for cancer and other serious diseases, understand the relationship and address that in patients. They tell them what to eat and what not to eat in order to reduce their risk of dying prematurely from cancer and helping them to improve their quality of life. Check out what they do if you have a serious disease like autoimmune disease or cancer. Check out their website at sunridgemedical.com, sunridgemedical.com, or call them 800-923-7404. 1-800-923-7404, or look them up online at sunridgemedical.com. All right, stay close for another dose of extreme wellness. If you can't get the next hour of the show, roll over to my website at drbob.com, spelling out doctor, live streaming audio right there. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.